USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind in my mortgage. What are we going to do?
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.